We have a national collection of Primula, the French national collection. So we have about 80 species and about 1,000 different varieties of Primula in our collections.
And for you, what's so special about them? Primula or primrose?
Primula is a genus, so that's the main big family of, and the primroses are only a certain type of that genus. So what we like about primroses is the huge diversity of them, because you can get primroses in all colours. Bright yellow is obviously the most common one, but then we also have like black, purples, oranges, all kinds of different colours. They are a spring flower in the main, so they will start flowering from January onwards, a lot of them. But we also have a lot of varieties that will flower quite late in the year, even some that don't start flowering till July and August. So there's a huge range of different types and of different flowers.
So you're responsible for the national collection. Mm-hmm. Does that mean that you produce new hybrids?
Yes, we also produce a lot of our own cultivars. So what we do is we hand pollinate, which is a traditional way of producing seeds. So we do our own manual crosses, and we also create new varieties. So we're bringing new plants into the market every year.
Some of these are quite spectacular, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, some of the plants we have in flower now are quite unusual. We've got one which is called the Primula Viale, and that's also called the Orchid Primrose because it looks quite like an orchid. We have some plants that grow up to a metre tall, or the flowers, bright yellow, and they like very damp places, and they're quite unusual. But we see a lot of them in English gardens, but we don't often see them in France. People don't know them as well over here.
Primulas like damp conditions, so they're ideal for Brittany?
Yes, they do like semi-shade, and they normally grow very well in Brittany. They also like quite acid soils well, but we also do have some that like very heavy clay soil, so they do generally tend to grow well. They like the climate here. So
there's also a variety known as the auriculas. They're very highly esteemed, are they not?
Yes, auriculas are really collector's plants, and they've been going for a long time. They were actually first brought across over to England by the Huguenots in the 16th century, and they've got a very long history, and people still collect these plants. They are very beautiful, very precise flowers that look like they've been painted, and there's a huge range of different types. You get the very pure colours with the white centre, you get some which are quite unusual with a green outline to the flowers, and they're not difficult to grow, but they do like quite well-drained soil, which is not always easy in Brittany because it can be quite wet. So people here will often grow them in pots and put them in places where they can be admired in the spring, at the front door, on your table, in the garden, and then maybe put in the shade later in the summer. They're wonderful plants, and there's a huge variety, and you often see them at Chelsea, in big plant theatres, where they're often displayed like a show.
You have these for sale as well?
Yes, we have a very big collection of auriculas. We actually inherited a couple of years ago one of the English national collections of Alpine auriculas, and so we've integrated that into our own collection, and we have about now 600 different ones, so that's a big variety.
That's a big collection.
Yes. And these, as I say, these are plants that are collector's plants, so we ship them all around the world. We ship to Japan, to do America, a lot go back to England actually, which is quite funny. So yes, yeah.
I must admit that I was first interested in coming to visit you because of the name, Barnhaven Primroses. Mm. Barnhaven's got quite a story to it, hasn't it?
Yes, our nursery's over 80 years old. It actually first started in the United States in the 1930s. It was a lady called Florence Bellis who founded it. She was a pianist and out of work in the 30s, and she moved into an old leaky barn which a friend lent her, and she called this her haven, so then this became the name of the business, Barnhaven, and she started introducing a lot of the new colours of primroses that were actually introduced to the market over the years. So
okay, so yes, you've inherited the name. Have you inherited some of the plants?
Yes, we have kept going a lot of the old varieties from when she first started. A lot of them still have the old American names, like Grand Canyon, or Desert Sunset, or Harvest Yellows. We've kept those going through the hand pollinating. That's a big part of our collection, is keeping the old varieties going.
You're an expert. You've obviously trained in this field, let's say.
No, I didn't actually, but I did grow up in the nursery, so to speak. When I first moved to France when I was 11, my parents started working for the old owners of Barnhaven, and I started helping out in the nursery when I was very young, doing the helping out with the pollinating and often working in the holidays.
Okay, and you've been in charge here, you and your husband Rob, for how long now?
Well, we started working with my parents, say, about 9 years ago, and we took over about 5 years ago now, so we're running it now.
Jodie Mitchell of Barnhaven Primroses, thank you very much for your
time.